episode 455, you begin with promise.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Good day, my beautiful women of impact. How are you doing, friend? Oh, I'm excited you're here. It is a gorgeous day out, and I pray it's a gorgeous day where you are. And more importantly, that you are carrying joy within your heart. Today, I just wanted to give you a little thought, a little refreshment. You begin with promise. We wake up in the morning and I don't know, maybe you stretch a little bit. Maybe your first thing is to find the slippers. Where's my robe? Maybe it's to hit the snooze button and you don't even see anything around. Your eyes are still closed. What is your first initial thought that goes through your head? Have you ever even thought about that thought? Okay, so maybe we're talking roundabouts here. But our thoughts usually are, oh man, I'm going to dread this day. I've got all of this to do. And it goes immediately to the to-do list. Or it's, oh my gosh, I can't believe I forgot that. What was I thinking? And you put yourself on the shame list. We start our day. We begin our day with defeat. We begin our day with saying, you don't add up to much. You're already a failure. You want to shift to what wasn't done, what you failed at 2 weeks ago, and that crazy thing you did 2 months ago. You begin with defeat. That is just so wrong. I'm calling you out on it. It's wrong. And how we wake up in the morning is how we are teaching the people around us, how we teach our children to get up in the morning. I can remember when I was little, I would wake up and I would sing this kind of crazy little song, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. And my voice is still healing, so I'm so sorry because that probably just broke your ears. But I'm going to leave it in there anyway. Because you see, God said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Make a joyful noise. Make a joyful noise. Yet you were waking up in the morning in dreadlocks. I'm dreading. You're dreading and locking into, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't do that. Oh my gosh, I have all of this to do. There's no way I'm going to get it done. We put ourselves into failure mode before we even are 20 seconds into our day. Our mind is a wonderful thing, but it processes things so quickly. And already right then, just that little bit of fish-sized food that went into your brain that said, oh, I'm going to gobble it up. And now it's going to be a negative day and everything goes downhill. What happened to rise and shine? And the sweet song that you can sing, you begin with promise. Each day is a new day. But are you living it that way? Are you living your life that, you know what, today can be better than yesterday? And if you're living your life that today is going to be better than yesterday, then you are growing. You are moving forward. That doesn't imply perfection. That doesn't imply that you have this huge ego. God created us to live, to move forward, to learn, to grow. And if we're making each and every day better than the one before, we are doing just that. We are fulfilling His promise. You begin with promise. Each day is a new day. So why put yourself on the shame list before you even have a chance to wash your face and brush your teeth? Sometimes you don't want to kiss your hubby, right? Because for fear of, oh, that morning breath, I don't want to do that. Well, then why would you put yourself on the shame list before you even have a chance to brush your teeth? But we do it, don't we? We do it. And today I'm calling you out on it. Because as moms, as women of impact, we put our own pressure on ourselves. We hold our own feet to the fire. We create sometimes this unnecessary drama in our life. Why? Well, maybe it does motivate us at times. Maybe it does light that fire when we need it. But overall, it's internally destructive. And when you are beating yourself up internally, you may not physically feel it, but your body is chemically reacting to it. Your cells are all over the place. They're going, whoa, 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 chaos, chaos. Hold on. How do we fight this battle? Next. Okay. Immune system. Ready, aim, fire. Oh, wait. No, wait. Now this is coming in. And you wonder why you're tired, exhausted, no energy, worn out, bags under the eyes, no hair color anymore because whites are coming in. You're stressed beyond the max. Today, you begin with promise. Today, you begin with promise, the hope that things will be better than the day before, the joy that sparks you to keep dreaming, the peace that all will work out and be okay, the forgiveness to keep going in the tough times, the love that wraps you and holds you, the love you give away. Today, you begin with promise. When you wake up in the morning, when you start your day with say, I begin today with a promise. I begin today with promise. I can do this. Maybe it is that cute little song, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Sometimes I would just wake up and say, praise the Lord. And that's when I was a little girl. And to this day now, when I wake up and I don't have that greeting, I kind of feel empty. Now that's me because I'm very much, I mean, I live my faith. I truly do. I'm not necessarily the best of it because, oh my goodness, I do things wrong all the time. But I really try to do exactly what I tell you I do. I'm not perfect, but on those days that I miss that greeting in the morning, the days that I begin with promise, I can feel it. Less than 30 to 45 minutes in, I may have a shorter tone with the kids. What's taking you so long? Why are you not ready for school? Are you not watching the clock? And I'm like, whoa, what just happened? It's a brand new day. It's not even an hour into it. And already you're chewing somebody out. We need to take the time to groom ourselves. And what I mean by grooming ourselves is we need to stop. We need to smell the roses and say, you begin with promise. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. I don't care what has happened in your past. I don't care all the negativity. You are an overcomer. You are a woman of impact. And if you're a guy, you're a guy of impact. You're a man of impact. You can change the world that you touch. It's about daggum time you realize it. Sometimes we need a good old-fashioned spanking. I know, yeah, they don't do that nowadays. I know we just go to timeout. And some people refrain from disciplining at all. I know that could be like another like 500 episodes there to talk about disciplining. But we have to groom ourselves. And it does start with an internal discipline. It starts with you begin with promise. Believing in who you are. And if you're going through a tough time, the tough time, look at it as a gift. I know that sounds really screwy. But when I let go, when I was going through probably one of my most down times in my life, and I thought everything was unraveling before me. I mean, I really thought I was seeing my own life, an outer body experience. It was freaky. I was able to bring myself down when I actually said, okay, there's a gift. There's a hidden gem in here somewhere. I don't know where it is, but God and I are going to figure it out together. You begin with promise. Today, tomorrow, each and every day, believe in who you are becoming. Believe in your best selfie. And know that ultimately, God is holding you through the good and the bad times. Any storm, I promise you, there's always a rainbow on the other side. Now go out and make it an awesome day. You begin with promise. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.